What can match this soul? He was scorned, spat on, ridiculed, and mocked as petty, as despicable, as a blusterer, as boastful in his words, but in his actions incapable of even a small display. And even though he sees such a great need to demonstrate his own power, he not only delays, not only recoils, but even prays to avoid such a situation. For he says, I pray that you do not sin, not so we might seem approved, but so you might do what is honorable, even if we appear as rejects. What is he saying? I plead with God, I beg him, he says, that I may encounter no one who has not reformed, may find no one who has not repented. Yes, not just this alone, but that none would have sinned at all. For, he says, that you have not sinned. But if you have perhaps sinned, then you have changed your behavior and beaten me to initiating reform and halting all wrath. For this is not my main concern, to appear approved in this way, but quite the opposite, not to appear approved. For if you continue, he says, sinning and not repenting, it will be necessary for us to discipline, to punish, to hurt your bodies, and we have shown evidence of our power. But we do not pray for this, but the opposite, so we may not be seemingly approved in this way, we may not display proof of the power within us in this manner, by disciplining you and punishing you as sinners and as incurably ill, but what? That you should do what is honorable. We pray for this, for you to live forever in virtue, forever improving, and we should be as rejects, concealing our power of punishment. And he did not say reject, because he wouldn't be a reject, even if he did not punish. In fact, for this very reason, he would be approved. But even if some doubt us, he says, because of our lack of power display, to be contemptible and discarded, we care nothing for this. We prefer to be thought of as such by them than display the power God has given us in those lashes and in that heart's lack of reform.